Even that voice in your own head that's being like, but why do you want to do that? Forget it. Move on. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a bit of a hectic last couple of weeks, so I'm going to jump straight in. Life is always very, very hectic once you start doing things you didn't know you were doing, if that makes any kind of sense. So, as I've mentioned before, I have started working, and with that comes the realization you don't have as much time as you had, and it makes things quite difficult. So the previous episode I recorded just before starting work, and then I edited it in the evening after work for a couple days before I uploaded. It is currently Tuesday. I'm feeling a bit of PTSD flashbacks because they are doing maintenance on the electricity in the area, and that means that the lights are off right now. So I'm sitting in darkness recording this, so to speak. Not because just the lights are out, but it's very miserable outside today. It's very overcast. It's very dark. So yeah, there's that. And having less time to do what I need to do has really been lighting a fire under me to get things done. Over the weekend, I struggled to try and get through the July 2023 vlog episode that I was busy editing, and it was just a monster of an episode compared to the previous June episode, which was like not even 5 minutes. This one I cut back from like an hour to I think 30, maybe 40 minutes, just because there were so much things going on. And that's a wonderful reminder that life ebbs and flows. It's not linear, it's not easy, it's not simple, it ebbs and flows. There's gonna be times of drought, there's gonna be times of flood. You just have to ride the wave, okay? That's it. And the last couple of weeks felt like that because I love house sitting for my cousin. It was absolutely incredible. But I didn't prepare properly, first of all, that's my own fault. And secondly, I didn't behave strictly enough with myself to maintain my habits. So I didn't have my tea, I did focus on my French. I did not drink enough water. I did not get my steps in. It was just an absolute nightmare. And I'm not mad about it because I got things done when I was at my cousin's place. I pre-scheduled 2 episodes per day for like a week to go out. And then I also got through editing my main episode 2 of the winter arc, which was a monster of an episode that's an hour long. Was even longer to edit. And this is what I'm saying, like, I'm getting things done, but now that I have less time because I'm working, it puts things into perspective of their importance and their priority, which brings me to the past couple of holidays, so to speak. So on the 16th of June, it was Youth Day, it's a public holiday, and it was a very nice day for myself because my father needed to go buy some things for a charity run him and my siblings were doing, and I went with him to buy some stuff that we could just put together to donate for this event. And I got up early, got breakfast, went with him to Giant Hyper in Cape Gate. It's my first time there. That's such a nice mall, like shop. It's the size of a mall, but it's a shop. It's massive. And they were really good deals. So I definitely want to go there, maybe when I get paid, and just get some nice things. And after that, we went to Limnos to celebrate my new job. So we got Limnos cake, we went home, chilled, and then I went the early evening, afternoon, like 3-ish, I left and went to my cousin's place. Then I stayed by her from Tuesday to Thursday, and then they came back and I left Thursday, middle of the day. So that was very, very nice. I mean, they, by like my cousin and her husband, and I was house sitting and cat sitting. So yeah, that was a nice 3 days. I love house sitting for her. I even house sat for my brother's girlfriend, flat sat, because she owns flat. So yeah, I love doing that. It's like me getting my own vacation, but it's really fun. It's really nice. I absolutely adore that. I was also running around while I was there because my mom called me back the Wednesday to get some groceries for her. So I was like, okay, let me just go home, middle of the day, run up to the grocery store, grab some things, come back home, do that. And then went back Wednesday evening, slept over there, came home Thursday, back home permanently from then onwards. So that was a nice little mini vacay with a public holiday, but it really messes up your rhythm for the work week. And then this past Sunday was Father's Day. It was actually such a nice, chilled day. It was also my aunt's birthday. So we were at the spa and it was so cool because we got like big tables. So me, my sisters, my nieces, we all just sat around chatting, talking absolute nonsense. And my cheeks were actually so sore from just laughing at everything that was said. It was actually so much fun. So I said we must get together soon, especially with school holidays starting next week. So like this Friday school's closed and next week is the beginning of a 3-week school holiday. So good Lord, good luck. But yeah, that has been the last couple weeks. And as I said, it's put a lot of things into perspective, especially in terms of spending time with family and friends and things like that. It's something I struggled to maintain, but the little I've done has actually been more than I've ever done in the past. So I want to just keep going with that and hopefully I can up it and increase it and do much better. So I've been trying and I find that my walking pad time late afternoon, early evening is like the perfect time to chat to people, and I haven't been doing that, so I haven't been messaging them. So yeah, it's just been a hectic time and I'm trying to get a grasp on it, but I think I need to take some stuff off my plate because I'm trying to do too many things at once and that's just never worked out well for anyone in the past, especially me. I'm definitely kind of like a judging the task. If it's a simple task, very easy, I can do it while doing other things, great. Other things I need to like hunker down and focus on. And I think I just need to find my focus. I need to find what I need to focus on. And that's kind of like the key to everything. So while I'm in this PTSD of load shedding, I'm trying to get things done. I'm trying not to use my laptop because obviously it's a laptop, it's got a limited charge. This one does last quite long, I will say. I'm currently recording on it with my microphone stuck into it. So yeah, there's that. But I definitely think I need to figure out what I need to focus on, what I need to leave behind, and hunker down and just get on top of that because I have barely a week left. Actually, it's exactly a week. Next week, Tuesday, is the last day of June. So I have a week to get myself together for June, be ready, and then start the second half of the year in July, just over a week. So I need to get that together, pull myself towards myself, as I always say. And I also need to give you the song of the week because I've been kind of obsessed. I'm not sure if the song is old or new. I just know it's a song that I have thoroughly been enjoying vibing to, especially because it's got such a good message. It's a bit vulgar, not gonna lie, not in a hectic way. It's just it's a very FU kind of a song, which, not gonna lie, is definitely up my alley now, especially in my, you know, cutting people off era. So yeah, I'm loving it. But anyway, the song of the week is "Ever Since You Left Me" in brackets "I Went Deaf" by French Montana. Now, if you have heard the song, lucky you. If you have not heard the song, you're welcome. Because trust me, it is freaking epic. It's incredible. It's gonna put you in such a mood to just be like, go deaf on everyone. Just like cut the noise, cut off the naysayers. Don't listen to it. Even that voice in your own head that's being like, but why do you wanna do that? Forget it. Move on. Do what you want to do. Do what you need to do. Do it for you. Because the only thing worse than listening to that voice is believing it. Like, what does that voice know? Absolutely nothing, because you don't know nothing. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you understand the concept? That voice has no evidence. You have no evidence. You haven't tried yet, so you don't know if you can fail. You don't know if you can succeed either. And that's the beauty of it. So go out there, put your head down, put your earphones in, and do what you need to do, because that's what I'm gonna do. So do as the song says, go deaf, block everyone out, put your head down, do what needs to be done, and make sure to make little improvements, because as I always say, keep being a better being. So that's it for me. I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.